look no farther than our introduction of Acuron into the corn herbicide market a few years ago. Four unique active ingredients bringing three effective modes of action against our problem weeds that we deal with every day, like water hemp, Palmer amaranth, giant ragweed, morning glory, cockleburrs, all of these different weeds, maristail that I talk about with growers every day. So again, bringing performance that help manage these weeds that are becoming more difficult on the farm. You couple that then with a post-emerge option for glyphosate-tolerant corn that we have, the industry-leading, the standard, if you will, in Halix GT. We have a very unique option to bring multiple effective modes of action to the corn grower. With Syngenta's soybean herbicide product lineup, we have a whole plethora of options, if you will, from Broadax XE to Boundary, Prefix, FlexStar GT, again, multiple effective modes of action, similarly to we talked about corn, but here allowing us to build a program that has overlapping residuals. Because if you think about a soybean plant, from planting until crop canopy, it's really important that we've got about 45 to 60 days there that we've got to try to manage weeds. One herbicide application most likely isn't going to do that. We have to overlap those residuals, and we have a stable of products to help build a program for overlapping residuals with multiple effective modes of action. I wish I could say that resistant, tough-to-control weeds were just in our traditional row crop acres of corn and soybeans. That's not true, because our wheat brethren that grow wheat in the cereals market are battling the same difficult weeds. Things like kochia, Russian thistle. We introduced a new product last year called Talonar. Again, two effective modes of action to battle these tough weeds. Syngenta understands that it takes a management approach to battle resistance. We have a website out there, resistancefighter.com. We encourage everybody to take a look at that. It can give you good local recommendations. You couple that with local expertise, and we think we can build programs like no other company to help manage weed control and help growers be profitable in the future. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to my friend, Dr. Eric Tedford. He's going to give us an update on diseases and fungicides.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, I also enjoy coming to the Commodity Classic and all these commodity meetings, especially now because fungicides have taken on a whole new meaning, and particularly with Trivapro. As you know, in 2016, we brought a co-pack to the market, and we did that because we didn't have a premix registered, and we didn't want to deny growers this technology 1 year. And I'm so glad we did because, first of all, in 2016, growers did not commit their whole field to Trivapro because it was difficult with all the caps they had to move. So at the end of the day, they actually recognized the benefits that they got. So they saw brilliant, visible differences, which I think is undeniable in a lot of the fields that they've tested these in. But it's not just the plants stay green longer, but we get this long-lasting residual activity. The combination of the three active ingredients in Trivapro is just phenomenal in terms of broad-spectrum efficacy, all three active ingredients providing broad-spectrum disease control with three different modes of action. So brilliant in terms of disease control, and also two of these bringing plant health benefits to the crop. Our results in 2017 were equally as good as 2016. Our yields slightly less, but that was not anything to do with the product. That had more to do with the disease. There was less disease in 2017 than 2016, but it's a testament to the fact that we actually do have good yield benefits even in the relative absence of disease in many of these geographies because of those plant health benefits. We saw a yield benefit of 18.5 bushel per acre, where return on investment on corn of $38 per acre at 350 corn, and that was 79% of the time there was a profit. In soybeans, we saw 7.4 bushel increase over the untreated and a return on investment of $57 per acre using $10 beans. So really a good year for Trivapro and a lot of excitement. I want to take just a minute just to tell you a little bit about a new fungicide that we have coming to the market. It's not registered yet. We anticipate it being registered this year, but we're not going to be marketing it this year. But it's a new carboxamide chemistry. It's called the chemistry is called adapidin, and it's a very unique molecule. If you think about carboxamide chemistry, these are old chemistries, so you say, why is this important? It's important because this product that we're bringing to market is an innovation by design. So what do I mean by that? We actually were able to take the warhead. The warhead is the toxophore of a fungicide. It's the part that kills the fungus. And we took the very best one, and we were able to link it to a molecule that actually allows us to get spectrum of activity for these very difficult to get diseases that other fungicides don't get. You can kind of think about it, if you will, as puzzle pieces. So if you have a puzzle piece it fits into the puzzle piece of the fungus. The fungicide fits in, you kill the fungus, right? So, but they're difficult to get fungi, so it's hard to get to that puzzle piece. But we've got an N-methoxyethyl linker in there that allows us to get that puzzle piece where it needs to get. So now we get sclerotinia and botrytis and cornespora. And these are really good diseases to get. So this is really, really wonderful. The products we're bringing to market, we have five different products. Miravis, and which is straight goods. We've got Miravis Ace, and I'll explain this a little bit more in a second. Miravis Neo, Miravis Top, and Miravis Prime. And the active ingredient is preventive. It also has systemic activity, which means it moves within the plant, so it provides activity even to areas that haven't been treated. So there's that flexibility that we also see with Trivapro. And we also get plant health benefits. So I'm going to just quickly tell you how the breakdown is of these products. So Miravis is straight goods adepidin, and it's being brought to the market for peanuts. This is going to be a substantial contribution to the peanut growers in the U.S. because it's a phenomenal product. It provides long disease control for a white mold. This is a different white mold than you're used to, but it's the Sclerotia moulsii. Also, we have a product that's going to be substantial for the wheat market. It's a combination with propiconazole, and it's called Miravis Ace. Now, this is phenomenal because it controls scab. And scab is a bad disease. It's caused by a fusarium. And if you, any technical nerd like myself would sit around for 20 years and you say, what do you want in a fungicide? You'd say, you want something that kills fusarium. We've got it. It's going to be phenomenal. And also, Neo. Neo is a combination. You can think about three things. Think about Neapolitan ice cream if you want. You get three things. It's got azoxystrobin, propiconazole, and adepidin, and it's going to be very robust for corn and soybeans. And in fact, it will control white mold that's caused by sclerotinia. And then we also have a product that's called Miravis Top. And Miravis Top will be a really good contribution to the soybean market for places where we have QOI-resistant frog eye leaf spot. And that's actually substantially growing over the years, so this will be really good. And the final one is Miravis Prime. Miravis Prime is a combination of adepidin and fludioxanil, and this is designed for our cucurbit and our leafy veg market. So this will actually, our fruiting veg market, and also potatoes and grapes. And it will provide phenomenal control of our leaf diseases. So the final thing I want to mention is people are asking, well, what are we going to expect in 2018? 2018, you know, being a plant pathologist, it's like being, predicting what's going to happen, but it really depends a lot on weather. If you think of disease, it's all about the disease triangle. You need the presence of the pathogen, the host, and the weather that makes the pathogen happy. And we can't predict that, but there are a lot of diseases that show up every year, and they're the ones that certainly cause a lot of damage to corn, soybean, and wheat growers, and our fungicides will control those. Trivapro will be very good. We're not bringing Miravis brands to market this year, but we will be bringing it the following year. With that, I'm going to turn this over to my colleague, Aaron Deerdorf, to talk a little bit about digital ag.
Thanks, Eric. Well, good morning. I have the unique opportunity to lead the Syngenta Digital Agriculture Solutions Group. And you might ask, okay, what is that? So the Digital Ag Solutions Group is really focused in three main areas for Syngenta North America. One of those is our AgriEdge Excelsior program. And that program's basically made up of five elements with the acronym ASSET. So agronomics, service, stewardship, economics, and technology, where we have approximately 45 specialists out in the country working with our channel members and our growers directly around positioning the farm management system tied to the Syngenta portfolio. A lot of terms we call product plus. The second focus area is sustainable solutions, which builds on AgriEdge Excelsior, where we again work with the channel, agronomists, and growers to really tell their story and their sustainability story to consumer packaged good companies and value chain members that are really requiring a reduction in a lot of areas, greenhouse gas emissions, soil loss, water quality, a lot of those aspects. So those are two main areas of focus. The third piece is what we call our digital agronomy pipeline, or digital agronomy tools. And that's where I'll focus a little bit of the conversation this morning. Our digital agronomy, most recent digital agronomy tool that we're bringing forward is FarmShots. So you probably saw the announcement around the acquisition of this program and this group. FarmShots will join our global digital agriculture team and will be part of our portfolio for digital products moving forward. So a little bit about FarmShots. It's a program that really an agronomist and a grower can use to identify problem areas in their field. So very quickly and accurately identify those areas. And you can see up on the screen, you know, kind of an example of what that looks like. So using satellite imagery, aerial imagery, drone imagery, FarmShots program can analyze any piece of imagery and really, again, quickly identify those problem areas. Not only does it do that, but when you attach it to the agronomic advice of a professional, they can go out and quickly identify, you know, those scouting areas they need to look at in the field. They can take a picture, write a quick digital note, immediately send that back to the grower for a consultation. Now, that combined with our AgriEdge Excelsior program and the farm management system is very powerful. So you put those two together, and now a grower understands even deeper what that return on investment means when they can, you know, mitigate any of those areas that require, you know, anything from a pesticide to maybe some fertility, or even maybe there's a plugged, you know, irrigation line in their pivot. So a lot of opportunity with FarmShots that we see, not only within the AgriEdge Excelsior program, but we're looking to commercialize in other areas around second quarter here of this year. So look for the opportunities once we get our commercial plan in place and bring that forward. So with that, I'll turn it over back to Mr. Meinhardt.
Okay, thank you all. So now we do have a few minutes left for questions, if you'd like to ask questions at this point, or we can meet with you outside the room afterward. Any questions? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Great question. Well, first of all, it's a journey, right? So we understand that this isn't going to happen overnight, and it's only going to happen when we provide more value to growers than others do, right? So that's our mission, is making sure, you know, that we're increasing the options, the germplasm capabilities that we have, coupled with the trait technology, so that they can improve their return on investment. You know, simply put, we're a distant number three, and we're going to be a strong number three by 22. So that's the goal, is to double our business by 2022, and then have an eye toward becoming, you know, in the sight of the number two. So that's going to take some time. In terms of the progress and where we're adding our resources, naturally, with a corn and soybean footprint, it's largely around, you know, the 12 Midwestern states that make up the majority of the business. And, you know, for those of you that haven't been attached to the NK brand, that was one that was well under-resourced prior to my arrival. And to put it into perspective, we had a couple handfuls of people supporting that brand. So building it up to 100 people is the goal by the end of 2018. And as we continue to grow that business, we're going to continue to resource that business. The other aspect of this is adding agronomists to the team so that they can support the dealer or the retailer in providing local, trusted agronomic advice. And that is a big part of the equation of our growth. We aim to have an agronomist per every three sellers, so that we're, you know, really stepping up that footprint and that commitment for local product placement. Because local product placement, at the end of the day, is the key to seed success. So thank you for the question.
Others? Yes.
Probably another question for you, David. With your guys' growth, how actively are you guys looking into acquisitions of North American countries, in addition to some of the other acquisitions you've seen you make, you know, in South America and things like that?
Yeah, so the question from Ms. Begeman is, how aggressively are we seeking acquisitions? We are aggressively seeking acquisitions where they make sense, where they add capability beyond what we have. So Nadera is a recent acquisition in South America that is a proof point of that. They offer market-leading genetics in South America, and for both soybeans and a pretty decent corn share position. This is supplemental to our capabilities there. So it truly is about how do we bring bring technologies to our engine that would be supplemental. In addition to acquisitions, we're interested in collaborations. So, you know, there are over 100 seed companies in the U.S., most of which license from us or our competitors. We're hungry to be collaborators with them and use our R&D engine to enable them to provide more unique choice to growers in the marketplace as well. But certainly you can expect that we're going to be aggressive in the pursuit of any acquisitions that are complementary to our current portfolio.
Okay, others? Lynn?
Inogen has been quite a success out there. What are the barriers to doubling that business? Do you have enough supply, for example? What's it take to get $200 million?
Yeah, it's a great question, and definitely in my goals that Mr. Hollenrich puts in front of me. I better have a good answer for this one. But no, I mean, I think the first step in the Inogen puzzle, and we'll call it, is the ethanol plant and getting their adoption. And, you know, the technical value is pretty black and white of what Inogen brings and the value it creates. That's just a small percentage of ethanol plant recruitment and getting them to the finish line. There's a lot I call sociological or, psychological challenges, because we're doing something fundamentally different in their ethanol plant. And once we see that acceptance, they understand that and they understand that the change curve is not that dramatic, that's when we begin to get a footprint. We hope that with an industry leader like Green Plains, and I failed to mention earlier, in January we also have one of the CHS plants online as well. Once we have some of these industry leaders that are making the decision to go to Inogen in a very tight margin environment, that's a key that will drive other growth. And you know, some of the independent ethanol companies that will be looking at, well, what does Green Plains know, or what are they doing that's putting them at an advantage in the market. So we think that just by word of mouth and by these recent agreements that we should see a significant increase. And again, with that comes with sharing more value to growers and to the local economies.
Okay, we have time for one more, and then we have to, please.
So speaking of sharing value with growers and sharing value with the local community, and maybe David can answer this too, how important is that to the company to bring value back to the farm level, to the community level, and keep it local? Expand on that, I guess.
Well, I think, that's who we are. Right, so the question is, how important is it to bring value back to the growers and keep it local? If we're not providing the growers more value, and Inogen is a great success story that showcases that capability and that commitment, then we're not doing our job. And what Aaron talked about with the Excelsior program, the AgriEdge Excelsior program, it's all about demonstrating that value on a per acre basis. So they have the capability, and you know, we talked about it earlier, there's no more challenging economic times than what we're facing right now. For a farmer to be able to put into his program, a program that we offer, all the different inputs and understand the return on investment of every one of those inputs, you know, it's pretty doggone important. And that's a tool that we're committed to offering. And obviously, you know, supporting the local communities is a big part of who we are, whether that's through FFA or through Inogen.
Okay, well, thank you all. We have to vacate the room right now, otherwise we'd stay and talk. But we're happy to talk outside, and we invite you again to come to the Syngenta exhibit, which is just inside the main entrance of the exhibit hall. I hope you have a great rest of the Commodity Classic. And again, thanks for joining us here at Syngenta.